This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Joe in Fresno, California. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Hank. If someone blasphemed the Holy Spirit, could they still be saved?
The blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is not an act. It's a continuous, willful, ongoing rejection of the love and grace and mercy of God. So it's never something you do once or even twice. It's an ongoing rebellion against God until the point of your death.
Okay, when he says you could tell by their fruits, what is he saying right there?
Well, you can know by the fruit of a tree, whether it's an apple tree or an orange tree or a pear tree, by their fruit, you can identify the tree. The same thing is true with the human being. The fruit of that human being identifies them. What you do and what you believe identifies you in terms of who you belong to. Do you belong to Jesus Christ? Are you a follower of the Lamb? Then you are marked out by your thought life and what you do. Your worldview and what you do demonstrates to whom you belong.
Is it trying to say you could tell by one that's saved and one that's not saved?
By their fruit you can know them, yes. If you have someone who says, I am a follower of Jesus Christ, which means that they recognize they're a sinner, they've repented their sin, they've received Jesus Christ, and then they have visibly identified with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection through baptism, you can know that that person is marked out for Jesus Christ. By the same token, you can know the difference between that and a person who says they believe, but in reality, they don't. Now, we aren't absolutely perfect fruit inspectors. We can be wrong.
That's true.
There are people that would have looked at Judas and said, you know what? There's the real deal. But they would have been wrong. Their fruit inspection would have been deficient. So we as human beings are fallible, but God is not. He knows who is marked out as bought by the Lamb, and who is marked out as the possession of Satan.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.